This is my first year attending the Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. It's an event that's been going on for 35 years now, and its goal is to celebrate and explore Western and cowboy culture through poetry and music. One of the things that stood out to me the most was the diversity of experiences represented at the gathering. I expected to see names I've associated over the years with Western culture, guys like Waddy Mitchell and Michael Martin Murphy. But I was pleasantly surprised to see women and people of color prominently represented as well. I think this is very important in our times because both of these groups tend to be underrepresented in the discussion of folk music and culture in America, and yet they have contributed to our cultural history in significant ways. Jamie Foxx is a Métis fiddle player from Montana and lives on the Fort Belknap Reservation. The Métis style is a blend of European and indigenous cultures. In the first performance that I saw her in, she describes the Métis people as a mixture of these groups that has resulted in a unique and beautiful style of music. She performs the tune Drops of Brandy, which is a Métis interpretation of a traditional Irish song. Notice the foot stomping, backing up the fiddle, which is inspired by traditional indigenous drumming. Jamie also took part in a performance called Bridging the 49th. It was the finale of the weekend, and it explored the connections between Canadian and American Western culture. Her monologue explains her music perfectly.
The theme is the 49th parallel, or what you know, as a lot of people know, it's what they say, the Canadian border. But where I'm from, the High Line of Montana, the Fort Belknap Reservation, the area that fills from Chester, Montana, we have a different term, and we don't think of it as a border. We think of it as this weird imaginary line that some weird person drew. And we have a better term, I feel, and we call it the medicine line. Because for centuries and for a long time, there was no border, there was no line. Half of our relatives, and just like the introduction of Phil, were all related within North America. And it's so funny to have our relatives to say that we have to cross a border to go visit them. And that really, you know, when you put lines and borders together, you restrict a lot of things. You restrict identities and cultures. And the culture that I'm part of is Métis. We're all of North America, and we're all related somehow. And we're not, even if we're different, if we look different, if our skin color is different, we're still the same people, and we're still relatives. Thank you.
I was also lucky enough to see a performance by singer-songwriter Tish Hinojosa. I first became familiar with her music in the mid-90s. She's continued to make her music over the years and has recently released a new album entitled West. A native of Texas, her music is a blend of American and Mexican traditions. Some songs she sings entirely in Spanish, and traditional Mexican guitar along with accordion is heard throughout her music. I was happy to see she was performing this year at the gathering, and I made sure to catch her performance. The song she performed from her new album feel fresh and vibrant. It was a standout performance.
Skies, no more circling around the world again. Corazón Viajero, Wandering Heart. Cualquier persona en cualquier lugar sabe un cuento de amores. Se guarda dentro para recordar y así se pasan los dolores. Cuando los días de su fiel pasar regresan a reconocer, ahí te espero, pero este cuento de un soñar. Sin dar razón, se dio pasión, el corazón viajero. Destino fue a conocer que juventud no es juego. Se me pasó y aprende cruzar los puentes de las lágrimas que dan. Desde aquí quiero recontar cariño que yo conocí. Y sin embargo el tiempo ha de pasar, pues los recuerdos son así. ¿Qué pensarán los que lo saben más? Que todo el mundo es igual. Padres, abuelos, blancos, morenos, saben los cuentos que yo oí. Padres, abuelos, blancos, morenos, saben los cuentos que yo vi.
Gracias.